This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding, it's the Vibe Check. Happy Friday, guys. Thanks for tuning in. You got Moose. You got Breezy, you got Intern Joe, and we're just
get in.
Those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Guys, hit us up on the text line or the phone line. Let's get over to our friends this morning weighing in on this beautiful Friday. Who's here, Breeze?
Who do you think is here?
I love when you do that, and I watch Joe watch you do it, and it's hysterical.
He's like, we'll check her new place for sure.
Jaws on the floor. I'm like, bro, you're catching flies over there. Close your mouth.
Every time he sees me do it, he acts like it's the first time he sees me do it. It's amazing.
So great.
Every day's Groundhog's Day here at PXY Mornings with Moose Breezy and Intern Joe. I know. I have range. all right. Who is here? Good morning and happy Friday. It's Steven and Nico.
Hello.
Vibes are up today since today marks one whole week of eating nothing but healthy food for lunch. We mark ourselves as safe during our health spree.
So we started eating lean pockets instead of the regular hot pockets.
Yes, of course. Yeah, what are you guys eating? Drop the recipes.
Yeah, what are you eating? Are you meal prepping? Prove it.
Prove it, please. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
They make enough cash to just get their lunches catered. A catering service shows up to their job.
Yeah, they do work together, so that would only be one delivery fee. Okay, who else is here? Hi, Moose and Breezy and Intern Joe. This is Lucy. Good vibes today. I have no school today, so I'm chilling with my little cousin. She's so cute. Thank you all for bringing me so much joy every morning.
You're welcome. It's tough carrying the room. So, Lucy Goosey.
So weird because this side I feel like is stacked a little, hotter.
Right, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Okay, let's go around the room. Vibes with Intern Joe.
Vibes are up.
Vibes are high.
Yeah, we went for a run yesterday.
Who's we?
Me and the girlfriend.
This is a hard launch.
Because last weekend this beautiful, gorgeous, stunning broad to the bachelor auction. There was a little bit of discrepancy of someone asked her, who are you?
She didn't know what to say.
She panicked.
She froze.
So
no more panicking.
When did this happen?
Yesterday.
On the run?
Whoa.
After the run.
Will
after
you?
The run.
Joe, Joe is, vibes are up. He's got
oh
a new girlfriend.
God.
Dude,
all right,
congratulations.
Everyone can stop texting, asking Joe on a date. That's crazy. Wait, I'm so happy for you.
And we're so happy for you, buddy. Congratulations.
Wait, how about the fact that we like have actually met this girl and we know who she is and we're not just talking about an imaginary figure?
Big Red in the house. Big Red. She's a redhead, you guys.
We collected that. Yeah, and she's not big. She's very petite.
She's very pretty.
She's very cute.
Does she have a lot of guy friends that you know of?
Don't think so, no.
Where were you running yesterday? Avenue D?
Rockport.
Okay. Nice.
On campus, actually.
Oh my God, okay. Not anymore. All
baby!
Right.
Oh, we're very happy for you, Joe.
All right. Why don't you hard launch your relationship, Moose?
Oh.
Him and his Alexa.
Alexa, do you love me?
I asked Alexa to play me a joke last night before bed. She did. She came through.
Yeah,
you know, I was so pissed off. Like, I can't stand these type of people. It's so annoying. I texted my buddy on Monday.
Okay.
Hey, man, you're coming into town on the 21st of next month, right? Last night at 2:30 a.m., I get a text from him and said, yes. It's like, I don't care anymore. I lost interest.
Yeah, no,
I
don't care.
That was 4 days ago. I'm so good.
Those friends that are the worst texters ever, and when they do text you back, you have a 2-minute window to reply before they go ghost for another 3 or 4 days. It's like, this is too much admin for me. I don't want to do this anymore.
Vibes are up this morning. I have a gentleman's dinner with the guys tonight. We're going to do some dinner and cigars. I'm looking forward to that.
Then not the gentleman's dinner.
Tomorrow.
Are you going to Landing Strip?
No. Oh. Tomorrow. I have a couple things I got to do, and then a birthday dinner at night with I think there's 10 of us.
It's always a birthday dinner.
Sunday, going to Mom and Pa's for Sunday sauce. Hey, how you doing?
Come on in.
Oh, by the way, your friends were lovely last night, but I accidentally almost went in. I think I might have done the accidental kiss again. I didn't know how. I don't.
Moose.
It's just out of habit, you guys, but at least I caught myself this
You're
time.
Offending every single person in my life, single-handedly. No, I'm freaking. This is why I don't bring you places. You're like, why don't you ever invite me? I'm like, we do this one time every 6 months, and it always ends in tragedy.
Sure does.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for asking. My vibes are fine. No, they're fine. Thank you.
What's going on?
Double date tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So my girlfriend and I have been doing double dates, and like, it's kind of iconic. Gonna go to, you know, the Village, Fairport.
You let the other couple order more food so you can, give them the majority of the bill.
Always. Yes, I'm like, we didn't actually get drinks, so we'll Venmo you $20. No, we're going on a double date tonight. Big day tomorrow. My friend is moving away. I've been crying about that every night. He's going to Boston.
See ya.
So we're doing a little going away thing for him on Saturday, tomorrow, and then Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch, love it.
That's really all I got for right now, and I have to go home after the show and clean my room because my girlfriend is not happy with me, so.
No, of course not.
She's like, your side is a disaster. I'm like, okay, whatever. Sorry.
Thank you guys for tuning in this morning, starting the day off with us. We appreciate that. Happy Friday. You can download that free Odyssey app and stream us live on the go. What's happening in the prison system right now in 3 New York jails is alarming because nurses and prison guards are being sent to the hospital left and right. And a weird substance is responsible for that, ooh, that they actually found inside the walls of these 3 prisons. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, more than 24 prison guards, nurses and inmates ended up in the hospital after a mysterious substance was found inside the walls of 3 New York State prisons. I don't understand what's going on here, but the incident started 6 days after the end of the prison strike. In 1 week, 22 staff members, 7 inmates were hospitalized.
Oh my God.
Many of them received shots of Narcan that reverses the side effects of an overdose, but One gentleman, Ken Jones, his son is serving a sentence at the Wyoming Correctional Facility. And 1 week ago, a mysterious substance got into the prison and it sent one inmate and five guards to the hospital.
What?
Sunday, March 16th at Attica Correctional Facility, an incarcerated individual was searched after acting suspiciously. Three correction officers involved reported feeling lightheaded and dizzy, with one throwing up. All three were taken to the hospital. Three days later, at the exact same prison, a staff member opened an envelope containing a powder that spilled out. The employee became ill, and then the facility, as they do, followed protocol, notifying state police, EMTs, and then the local hazmat. The staff member and a nurse were transported to a hospital. Then when the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision was really kind of asked about all this and if they think foul play or was involved or mm-hmm. just dangerous drugs like fentanyl, they said, you know, we're investigating. We have no comment on this. But investigators do say sometimes paper is soaked in drugs.
Wow.
Mailed to the inmates. And it got so serious right here around the corner at the Monroe County Jail that all the letters now that come in are photocopied. And inmates only get the copies of those letters, not the original.
So obviously they're taking the original letters, opening them with
Correct.
Gloves or something and putting it on a scanner.
Photocopying them, then giving them to the inmates.
With a mask on, I'm sure. That's crazy.
Yeah. They say visitation and mail security was one of the reasons the prison guards went on strike.
Well, clearly it's very dangerous to them and their overall health if, you know, seven of them have been hospitalized in 1 week.
Yeah, there's a lot Damn. Happening with this right now. And so, like they said, they're still investigating. How scary is that?
They're like, these people are like full-blown scientists. Could you imagine if they like took all of their like innovative and creative ability and put it towards something amazing?
Oh, they're scientists, right?
Like curing cancer?
Just 22 staff members, seven inmates in just 1 week alone, all hospitalized. It's wild. Coming up on the show, my son is a total loser. And I don't know what to do about it.
Yikes.
Not me. Crystal. We got a message from her. And this sounds like her message was a cry for help. She says her 25-year-old son is going nowhere in life. And she doesn't know what to do about it. We're going to get to her message for Parental Confidential coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
My son is a total loser and I don't know what to do about it. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but do all parents at one point in their kid's life think they're a loser at least once? I feel like in my younger years, I was tiptoeing on that line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure my parents said a few things behind closed doors about me that they didn't feel like saying at the dinner table.
The earring, the visor, the sun in.
Speaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy. We got this message, all kidding aside, from a woman by the name of Crystal, who says that she thinks her 25-year-old son is a loser. Here's the original message. She says, "Hi, guys. My name is Crystal. This message is for Moose and Breezy. My 25-year-old son is a loser. I'm serious. Nothing he does is even close to age appropriate. He has never lived alone in his life. His girlfriend is 18. They're both undergrads. He thinks shouting racial slurs online on Xbox is just the most hilarious thing in the world.
No.
And he thinks making stupid YouTube videos is going to blow up and make him rich. He has gotten in trouble legally for doing reckless things like setting off illegal fireworks in the backyard. I guess I'm confessing that maybe I'm just a really bad mom. As a public servant, I have criticized this kind of thing in society all the time. I love my son, but I also understand that there isn't a set way a 25-year-old needs to act. But geez, at least do something practical to be self-sufficient.
Mm.
Being a parent is not an easy job, but I just can't help feel like I failed. I guess I'm just looking to see if I'm alone or if anyone else has ever been this frustrated with their child. Thanks for any help or advice." That's tough.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so, you're 25.
Let me start off by saying, as flattered as I am that Crystal wrote into the show, her or her son is most likely going to need way more help than what we're capable of offering here on the air for Parental Confidential. Right. But I mean, I understand sometimes people just want to vent or not feel so alone, and that's five. But the number's 585-252-9800. If you've ever felt like you have been in a corner, like our listener Crystal has, I can't imagine how stressful it must be to feel hopeless as a parent, or just helpless too. Mm-hmm. Your kid is going down the wrong path, or as Crystal put it, my son's a loser, and what do you do? What are you supposed to do about it?
What do you do? That's crazy. I mean, intern Joe's with us. He's 25, and I feel like your story is a little different too. You took a non-traditional path to get to school.
Yeah.
And were your parents ever worried that you weren't, or looked at you in that light?
Not exactly the same, but like my parents were concerned that I wasn't gonna like
go to school,
do something that they thought was like
the end all be all type of thing.
Something that they think is like suitable for like my skill set.
Sure.
At the end of the day, they like wanted me to go get a good job, and now I'm working at it.
But right. Honestly, though, man, I mean, you're a hard worker, and I know as an intern, sometimes you have to prove yourself. But I mean, you hit the ground running. You're capable of pretty much doing anything you want to do because you're an intelligent guy.
Yeah.
But you have to apply yourself.
Absolutely.
He's 25. He's got everything he needs at home, so he's comfortable.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, I mean, what's the incentive to leave? None.
Unless they start
charging him rent. Let's get over to some of your texts coming
in.
Which
even still wouldn't be even remotely close to what you'd be paying on your own.
No, of course.
So.
I understand that. You got to start somewhere. Megan is here. I'm convinced that some parents will quite literally love their child to death. The desire they have for their child to not have to face real life will enable them to watch their kid waste away, kind of like this situation. Sometimes you just need to let them go and cut the cord. I agree with that, Megan. Carrie is here. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. The fact that this kid is still living at home at 25 means he needs a serious wake-up call.
Mm.
He's way too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I also like find it very concerning that he's like blurting out racial slurs on Xbox. Like,
yeah,
that's just like a character thing. That's very
he finds it
questionable.
Hilarious.
Very questionable.
Oh, we have a teacher texting in, I believe. Yes. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Yes, I'm a teacher in the Rochester School District. I wanted to text in and tell this mom she is not alone. I see this with my students' parents all the time. They're at a dead end. And however, your son is 25. This mom is enabling her son in his lifestyle. What's the incentive for him to shape up? He has shelter, a computer, new games. Why would he ever stop? There are no consequences in his life. Just some food for thought. Good
right.
luck.
Absolutely. He does need a hard wake-up call. And yes, she's texting in and concerned, but she's also enabling the situation. So if she wants anything to change, she's going to need to put her foot down and stick to that. Stick to her guns.
Yeah. John is here. Good morning. As a dad of three, this mom needs to start charging him rent. He's not going to make any changes in his life if he doesn't have to. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. He needs to take some accountability. And it's safe to say, as his mother, you are absolutely enabling him.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough love.
Absolutely.
Well, we got so many texts coming in on this one this morning, guys. And I know Crystal appreciates it because she's definitely at a dead end. But I think therapy might be. How do you know your son's not depressed? That's a possibility.
Yeah. This person says, charge him for internet usage. That ought to fix him. Through the roof. Bills would be through the roof.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say that in some families, these things happen. In my extended circle, there was three children. Two became doctors. The other stayed at home till he was 33. Never graduated college. He was a real slacker in the 90 sense of the word. He was arrested multiple times on drug possession charges, etc. He still hasn't made much of his life. You can't help those who don't help themselves.
Correct.
You can't. That's 100% true.
Definitely cannot.
Let me leave it at this because some of you know Bridget Lucchesi is a local mental health therapist and child counselor. She joins us on the show once in a while, and she's one of the best, in my opinion. And I feel like this is a situation she might be able to help Crystal and her son with.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone else, her number is 585 905 905-905-1685. 905-1685. And for those of you who may need help with a situation in your life, I don't know, I'm confident that she may be able to help with this particular situation. And I know I'm going to get her in touch with Crystal, but I hope she uses the resources that are available to her, because it doesn't look promising right now with her kid.
Right.
At all.
For sure.
Thanks, guys, for the messages on this morning. We really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids Speaks White Mornings.